about three words: God with us. And if you really come to understand those three words, they will do three things in your life. They will drain the fear that captivates your heart tonight. They will give you overwhelming confidence when you come in prayer to God. And they will flood your heart in the coming days with joy. God with us. Emmanuel. Now, I just want to just bring to you two things tonight. Very simple. God and with us. So that's all I really want to talk to you tonight about. And the first thing is God. Now, I don't know what you're like when you were growing up. And people use that word God and they would speak about it sometimes. Or maybe you'd hear someone else talk about it. What kind of picture came into your head? I have to be honest. For me, it was a benign grandfather. He had a huge, long white beard. He had a predisposition to always wear white with this incredible white light behind him. And that was my picture whenever I heard that word God. That would come into my mind, as it were. And I would think, well that's what it means. Actually, it means the exact opposite. That word God there, it means the one who's unknowable, unapproachable, unbounded, the invisible creator of absolutely everything. It's the one who's actually stamped his name on every quark. And if we had the electron microscope to look at the molecular elemental levels of each molecule, they would find on every one of them something like this: I made it, I own it, and it serves exclusively my purpose alone. This is the one who's the master of everything from dust to dark matter. The one who rules everything from molecules to muscles, from gnats to galaxies. This is the one who tonight in your chairs, the molecules with their covalence bonds that holds them together that you're sitting on tonight, every one of those molecules joyfully bows down in joy to this one. He's the master of absolutely everything. Now the amazing thing is we're told in those verses that this God is actually Jesus. You shall call his name Jesus, verse 21. I've had some people come up to me in the last few weeks and months, and they said, why are you spending so much time looking back in the Old Testament at the names of God? Jehovah who provides, Jehovah who is my banner, Jehovah. Why look at that? And the reason is, you'll never know who Jesus is if you don't. In fact, you know the name Jesus, if you put it into the Hebrew, is Yeshua, sometimes called Joshua, is actually combining two words together. The name Jesus combines together. And in his name, what you see is when you go back and you look in the Bible and see the different times that he reveals who he is, they're snapshots of who Jesus is. He's the one who always provides. He's always my banner who invites me into victory. He's always the one who is who he is. As he chooses, nobody else chooses. That's who he is. Now, it's interesting. Theologians say here, you need to stop and be really careful when you think about this. Because there's a big distinction between God and you and I. They would say you need to remember the simplicity of God. Which basically means this. You and I, we're always a life and a person of contradictions, aren't we? We walk into one room to somebody and we're really nice and generous and kind. We walk through the door to somebody else and we're incredibly rude. We're always a contradiction, good and bad. And that's just reality of our reality, our nature. Because what sin does in our heart and what the Holy Spirit is seeking to sort out in our lives as we walk with God. But when you come to God in Jesus, he's not a contradiction. He's simply, whatever he is by nature, he is always what he is in his attributes and his actions. So this Jesus, when you come to him, he's the one who always provides, wherever you're at. He's the one who always invites you into his victory, wherever he's at. He's the one who's always who he is because he chooses to be that. He's the author of everything who chooses to come into our lives. One place in the Bible, Colossians, it really catches this out in a staggering way. It said, look, if you want to really know the bottom line of this person you're talking about, it says this, he is, that is Jesus, the image of the invisible God. Jesus is the invisible God. We all wonder who he really is made visible. That's who Jesus is. The firstborn over all creation. Don't get hung up on that word firstborn. It's simply an Old Testament title for the one who's in charge of everything. That's all it is. And for by him, Jesus, all things were created in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him, the instrumentality of his own power within himself, nothing else. And he created it all in his own power according to his design, were created through him and for him. They only exist because of him. And he is before all things. And all things hold together. And when we come tonight, that's the one we come to tonight. We come to the God, the visible creator God, who has revealed himself. And as Wesley says, when you put all the boundaries around it so you don't make mistakes, that we celebrate Emmanuel, who is God contracted to a span. Who could believe that? The author writing himself into our universe and world. That's the first thing, God. Second thing, with us. And simply this. Matthew quotes in there, he quotes a promise God made in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, that during a time of great fear and threat of all kind of international military bullies around the nation of Israel, God made a promise. A promise that he would bring Emmanuel. And if you go back and read history, you'll find that in the presence of himself with his people back in Isaiah's day, that's exactly what he did. He delivered them. And he actually brought all his enemies to an end and saved Israel. But here's the real fulfillment in Jesus. Because it's not just his presence, it's God coming in person. It's God with us. Ultimate enemy, our sin. This is the ultimate enemy. And he steps into the world, and he does that he might almost, as it were, reverently, if we say it, make himself naked. To show us completely who God is when you and I look at Jesus. And then to live his life, go to the cross, sacrificially die, that he might deliver us from our ultimate enemy. Here's Jehovah coming to save Jesus. The unknowable God made known. The unapproachable God made approachable. The unbounded God of everything beside me. The invisible God made visible. Now, let me just ask you to think about that tonight as you come to prayer. Three things. Very simply. Number one, we come tonight into the presence of this Jesus. How can you fear anything? If he's the master of everything, then put your fear under his feet, because we're going to be crowding to his feet tonight. Don't fear. Secondly, our prayers can never be too big. Have confidence. If he's the master of everything, our prayers can never be too big. Now, okay, we need to bring our wisdom. We need not to be foolish in our thinking. We need to bow to all he's taught us in his word. But this is the truth. We lay our prayers tonight before the only one in the universe who can do whatever he chooses. And he will do what he wants. We may pray tonight. We're the people I can invite along with these cards. And for you, that may be the biggest fear in the universe. I would dare go up to them. They might say no. But you're coming to the one tonight who your prayers can never be too big, because he can answer all prayers. And finally, if you really let that sink in your heart, it'll remind you tonight, tomorrow, and through this week, whatever you face, Jesus is always with his children, with you. God with us. Rest and joy. Dave.